South Central Natural Gas customers are getting higher bills in the mail this month, and future rate increases could be in store. That is, unless a new source of natural gas comes online soon. Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan has set up a task force to do just that, find a new supply and bring it to the city as soon as possible. APRN's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Last winter, Anchorage temperatures hit the deep freeze for several weeks. That may not seem like much of a problem by Alaska bush standards, but few city folks have alternative wood-burning heat. And as outdoor temperatures plunged, indoor thermostats skyrocketed. The sudden drain on natural gas supplies by more than 130,000 residences and businesses pinpointed a problem.
We are running out of cheap, accessible cook inlet gas, and we need to make finding a new, consistent, affordable supply a top priority.
Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan, he says during his campaign, one issue on the table was securing a long-term energy supply for the city, and now Sullivan is focusing on that task. Last week, Sullivan announced the Energy Task Force, made up of industry and business professionals, professionals like Tony Izzo, who is the former chief of NSTAR in Anchorage and now heads TMI Consulting.
What I've seen is in the last 10 years, our deliverability, the amount of gas that's available on any given day has dropped significantly and precipitously. We've seen that reinforced in the last three winters when we have had very cold days. Circumstances that came close to interrupting supplies for heat as well as power generation.
Izzo says the pressure needed to get gas into the supply line just isn't there when demand peaks during extreme cold.
There is a good amount of gas supply because it's true, it's in there. But getting it out on those really cold days when people need it the most is similar to trying to breathe through a single straw. There just isn't enough pressure pushing it out, and there's not enough deliverability is the word or the definition of in terms of how much we can get on a single day when we need it.
Izzo says there are known gas reserves in Cook Inlet, but the amount of investment needed to develop them is significant. Sullivan says time is running out, and Anchorage has to move forward. But is the price right?
Having a reliable supply is probably worth a higher price.
Although Anchorage has grown to some 280,000 people this past decade, it is still considered a small market, and that may not be attractive to producers.
It's estimated that there are still some significant reserves there, at least enough for, well, maybe 15 to 20 years of use. But the people that produce it would like a higher price because basically Anchorage is not that big a market, and it's hugely expensive to go be drilling, particularly when you've already exhausted maybe the large, easy-to-find fields. So we'll probably be looking at higher prices. I think the RCA, the Regulatory Commission, may have to look at granting some higher price structures in order to stimulate drilling out there.
And a wobbly energy supply could drive away potential business development in Anchorage. Sullivan says the task force will consider all options.
You know, some of the other options that have been talked about are literally bringing in a liquefied natural gas tanker and parking it in Cook Inlet and having it feed into the system. There's some creative ideas out there, but the thing is, at some point, these have to go from the idea stage into reality.
Of course, the task force will monitor progress toward a natural gas pipeline from the North Slope, but the panel is eyeing other options, like the abundant hydropower available just across the inlet, or even coal, if the concept of truly clean coal becomes a reality, Sullivan says. For now, he says residents can help out by being energy conscious.
One thing that we can do immediately, and we will be working on a game plan to let the public know how to conserve energy, because you can save 20-30% almost instantly with conservation measures, as Juneau found out when the snowslide knocked out their main power source. They were forced to conserve because the price of the alternative energy was so high that basically they tightened the belts, turned on the thermostats, and saved an awful lot of energy, and we can do that too.
Izzo echoes the need for conservation, and the former NSTAR CEO says there is a chance that natural gas bills will drop come January. He says Alaska gas prices, the highest in the country now, trail national trends, and prices in the lower 48 are actually on the decline. He says Anchorage's supply problem is unique because of the lack of connection to major markets outside. For APRN, I'm Ellen Lockyer.